Tribes, chapter 26. It was a strange feeling that would take a bit of getting used to, not being one of the tribe. He was his own person again. He could go where he wanted, do what he wanted. He liked that. He felt free. At school next day, he paid attention at all his classes, even laughed with some of his classmates when Mr. Benetti, the science teacher, tried to insult him with one of his rotten jokes. "The last time I saw a face like yours, Davidson, I threw it a banana." He wouldn't have laughed when he was one of the tribes. He would have been too cool to laugh then. Now he felt normal again. It was over and he was glad. At break time he spoke to Tommy, though Tommy hardly spoke back to him. Kevin couldn't blame him for that. He hadn't been much of a friend to Tommy, but he wouldn't give up. He saw him again at lunchtime and asked him nervously if he'd like to come over to his house that night. "I've got this great game, Tommy. You'll love it." He realised how afraid he was that Tommy might say no. Tommy hesitated. "Who else is coming?" "Just you and me, Tommy. Honest." "I've got band practice after school," Tommy said. Was he looking for an excuse not to come? Kevin couldn't tell. "So is Glory. You could come home together." Tommy curled his lip. "With Glory? Are you kidding? You know it takes her ages to walk home. She talks to everybody." Kevin smiled. If Tommy came tonight, it would be just like old times. When he told his mother that Tommy was coming, she was delighted. "I hope that you and Tommy are going to be friends again," she said. "I miss him coming around." "And what about Salam?" Kevin asked her. His mother sighed. "Salam is one of those boys you take to right away and then," she thought about it, "and then you begin to have all sorts of doubts about him." All sorts of doubts. Yes, that was exactly it with Salam. Tonight was their line dancing, so immediately after tea, Mum and Dad turned into El Diablo and Honey Sue and went off for an evening of country and western heaven. "Remember to tell Glory I've left her macaroni cheese just to be heated in the microwave," Honey Sue reminded him before she left. "And there's crisps and juice for you and Tommy." He watched from the window and thought how lucky he was. His mum and dad were daft as brushes and could be mega embarrassing at times, but he always felt safe with them. He knew they loved him. Doc's family were like his, warm and loving. They probably worried about him too. Not like Torrey's. He remembered Torrey telling him he could do what he wanted. They didn't care. Poor Torrey. No wonder he needed the tribe so much. And Salam too. To be a pawn between a father who didn't love him at all and a mother who smothered him with too much love. Salam needed the tribe too. The tribe were his family. A family who looked up to him. The only real family he had. It had begun to rain when Tommy arrived. He shook out his anorak on the landing. "Hungry?" Kevin asked. "Starving." "We'll eat Glory's macaroni cheese. Let's get her really mad." He led him into the kitchen. "Should not be needing it tonight anyway," Tommy said, helping himself to juice from the fridge, just like he used to in the old days. Kevin waited till they were eating before he told him. "I've finished with the tribe, Tommy," he said. Tommy looked puzzled. "I thought you were just having a night off because..." He shrugged. "Why?" "It was exciting for a while," Kevin admitted, "but it's all chasing and fighting, and it's silly. I was born for a quieter life." "I'm glad, Kev," Tommy said. "I don't like that Salam. I could never understand why you liked him so much." How could he explain? Tommy would never understand. "By the way, what did you mean Glory won't be needing her macaroni cheese?" he asked casually. Glory could eat macaroni cheese during her sleep. "They were going to the chip shop when I saw them," Tommy said. "That's why I thought you were having a night off." Warning bells, faint but getting louder, with every second were beginning to sound. "They? Who are they?" Tommy saw the worry in Kevin's face and he began to worry too. "I thought you knew. That's why I never mentioned it." "Who are they, Tommy?" He was really worried now. "Salam," Tommy said. "Salam and Glory." "Kevin, you've gone chalk white." He felt as if the blood had drained for him. What a fool he'd been to think it was over. What a fool. "I'll make you sorry," Salam had warned him. And now Glory was with him. But why? What was the worst thing he could do to Glory? And in that split second, he knew the answer. Glory wanted to be one of the tribe, and tonight Salam would invite her to join. All she had to do was the walk of death. Chapter 27. You can't be serious. Even Salam wouldn't make her do that. He'd told Tommy about the walk of death, broken the oath of silence in the seconds after he'd realised what Salam must have in mind. "I have a good feeling I'm right, Tommy. I told him I'd never do it again, and this is how he's getting back at me. He'll make Glory do it." Tommy still looked disbelieving, but he didn't know Salam, didn't understand how his mind worked. "We've got to get there, Tommy." "We?" Tommy asked, so used now to being left out. But Kevin didn't wait for an answer. He was already hauling on his jacket and making for the door. The old whiskey warehouse was on the other side of town, miles away. "We'll wait ages for a bus," Kevin said, agitated and frightened. Frightened for Glory. "We'll get a taxi then." Tommy pulled a £5 note from his pocket. "Got paid for my paper round today." Good old Tommy. What had Kevin ever done without him? "That's a dangerous place to go at night, boys," the taxi driver warned them as he dropped them at the end of the street. "Sure you'll be all right?" "No bother, mister," Kevin shouted, and they began to run up the unlit road. "Maybe you're wrong, Kevin," Tommy said breathlessly. "Maybe right now Glory's screaming blue murder because we've finished our macaroni." Kevin knew he wasn't wrong. This was Salam's perfect revenge. They were almost there, making for the gaping, broken doorway, when suddenly out of nowhere stepped McAfee. Behind him, one by one, the rebels emerged from darkened doorways. McAfee spat at him. Kevin dodged back. McAfee looked at Tommy and spat again. "Has he joined the tribe now?" he sneered, and then called back to his gang. "Hey, boys, they must be getting desperate." Kevin had no time for this. "Let us pass, McAfee. Get out of our way." He screamed the words out, trying to run past him. McAfee and two of the rebels barred their way. "You want to make us?" Kevin could see it was no use. McAfee and the rebels were itching for a fight, for revenge. It was all so stupid. Why had it taken him so long to realise that? "We've followed Salam here, him and your sister." Kevin gasped. He'd been right. Salam had Glory. "But we lost them," McAfee went on. "So if we can't get him, you'll do just as well." It was time, Kevin thought, to let McAfee have his revenge. "You really want Salam?" Kevin asked. McAfee said nothing. "Of course you do. Remember what he was going to do to you at the pier?" He could see the shock in McAfee's eyes. He had not realised that Kevin had seen it all, witnessed his humiliation. "Do you remember how he made you feel, McAfee?" "Salam's got my sister up there." He nodded towards the old warehouse. "I don't want him to make my sister feel like that." McAfee moved restlessly, thinking it over, taking too long. "You always wanted to know what the initiation test for the tribe was?" Now all at once he had McAfee's full attention. "Well, follow me. I'm going to show you what it is." McAfee hesitated. "Is this a trap?" he said. Kevin shook his head. "Not this time, promise. Just follow me." And then he ran, past McAfee, past them all. He heard McAfee rallying the other rebels. "Come on." And then they were all running, racing towards the old dark warehouse and the broken stairs that led up to the walk of death.